It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Brouhaha and Brews News with her Linda, Natalie Chilurzo, co-owner along with husband Vinny of Russian River Brewing. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Okay, so 4th Street by you guys, in front of you guys, is closed, and now you're doing an outdoor dining beer thing on the street.
Yeah, so the city of Santa Rosa's graciously agreed to close 4th Street between E Street and the mall in sections, so the north-south lanes are still open, but 4th Street is closed and by the block, and they're doing that from now through October 15th so that restaurants can move out into 4th Street and provide additional outdoor seating for our customers during this global pandemic time.
So you guys have put out patio furniture and tables and things?
Well, my patio furniture is on order from Friedman's hopefully is arriving tomorrow. But what we did was we stole the city's patio furniture and we put it in our parklet. And they won't mind. So we're just borrowing it. We're not stealing it. We're borrowing it. And so it's in our little parklet, which, by the way, if you haven't been to downtown yet since Sunday, Bayside Church donated all of their time and materials to build parklets for all of the restaurants who wanted them. And it was all free for all of us. And there was about 40 volunteers out there on Sunday building these things. It was really a very cool community effort to help us out, and we really appreciate that.
What's happening in at RRB in Windsor?
Windsor is shut down for dining in general. We are doing takeout food and beer. We kept our evening hours Monday through Thursday, and then we're open from 11 to 8 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But what we are doing is people can come and order food to go, and then they can sit out in the courtyard. So we do have some tables and chairs and some easy ups out front. So we have closed the beer garden. Yeah, the beer garden is closed temporarily because we can't have food out there because of its proximity to the wetland.
Okay, so we want to talk about Pliny for President. Let's begin with that one. Her Linda's here with some. The new Black is Beautiful are available, too.
Yeah, so we released both beers in cans yesterday. It's our third batch of Pliny for President, and it's our first time making Black is Beautiful. It's a collaborative effort, really. So Black is Beautiful, there's over 1,000 breweries participating in the collaboration, and we're all raising money and awareness and also sparking the conversation about racial injustice as well as the need for police reform. So we were asked by Marcus Baskerville, who you guys had on, I think, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
From Weathered Souls Brewing, and he had pinged me and said, you know, he was a fan and wanted to know if we would join, and so we said absolutely. So we're super excited to be a part of this movement and show our support for the Black Lives Matter movement, at least brew a beer and raise some money for the legal aid of Sonoma County, as well as the California Innocence Project. Both organizations provide legal defense funds for people of all races, people who can't afford their own legal defense. California Innocence Project is this group that works to free people who have been wrongly convicted of crime. So I think that was a great organization to pick. And then obviously Legal Aid of Sonoma County is home and helps people of our community. So that's kind of, we're just trying to do our part to help out.
Well, I love that in Windsor at Russian River Brewing Company, you can still do takeout and then sit in the courtyard near the parking lot and have your food and beer.
You can, yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. You might see Pliny the pup. Do you know about Pliny? The puppy?
Oh, yes. You know about heard about Pliny the puppy, yes.
We have a canine companion puppy in training here.
Right.
In-house. And he's a celebrity.
Well, so are you, Natalie.
Hey, Natalie, I just picked up, I've got the Black is Beautiful new beer from Vinny, and I'm handing it to Steve right now to taste with us.
I can't reach.
Oh, here, hold on a second. There we go.
Probably not. Well, I don't know if Steve's going to love this beer. It's a little thick and rich for him, but
looks
he
delicious.
Might. I don't know.
Well, I like dark beer.
I just gave Mr. Peterman a Pliny for President and a Black is Beautiful and got pictures of him with it. And he's got the Black is Beautiful as well. And I gave one to Lawrence, also the Pliny for President.
Well, get the photos to Natalie.
I did.
And they can put them up at Russian River.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So the Black is Beautiful is an imperial stout. It's about 10% ABV, so not for the faint of heart. And it's definitely not a typical Russian River style beer. It's got a lot of dark malts in it, a lot of, I'm sure you get a lot of characteristics of coffee, toffee, roasted malts. It's got a bit of sweetness to it, which we balanced out with a bit of hops. But it finishes really nicely. It's a beautiful beer.
Yes, it does, and it's got everything that you just mentioned in it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. It's a tasty beer.
It's smooth. It's got a really creamy big head on it, and just got like a little bit of that chocolatey. Can you put this away for a bit too? Can you age this at all?
Yeah, I would say you can, because it's not a very hoppy beer, and it has the alcohol to kind of help age it along. I wouldn't hang on to it for too terribly long, but you could certainly probably hang on to it for 6 months to a year, and it should be a nice beer. I'm sure there are some beer enthusiasts out there who plan on hanging on to it for a lot longer. I think it's worth trying in about 6 months to a year.
And I'm cracking open the Pliny for President right now.
Ooh. Tell us about the Pliny for President. How did Vinny do that one?
In case you don't remember, Pliny runs for president every 4 years. So this is the fourth time that he's made a run for the keg party, of course. And this year we decided to kind of go all out, because it's a special year, and we wanted to brew a beer. And we thought, well, we'll brew this beer, and it'll be like our grand reopening beer when we all get to reopen after being shut down and sheltered in place for however long. But as we realized that the shelter in place and the COVID situation was definitely not going away anytime soon, we decided to go ahead and brew the beer earlier and release it during our shelter in place, and so we're going to make it throughout the rest of the election cycle. So we will be making it through November. We'll be releasing it in cans and shipping it online to customers throughout California, as well as releasing it at both of our breweries. The beer itself, the base beer, is actually Pliny the Elder. What we did, what's called a double dry hop. And so in the dry hopping process, which is something that happens during fermentation and post-fermentation, we add even more hops. So I got to do a side-by-side sensory today of the two beers, and it's really interesting how they're essentially the same beer, but just with that additional dry hopping process, it's such a brighter, kind of more fruity, citrusy beer. You're going to get more grapefruit notes out of it. I got like some citronella. There's not as much pine and resin as you would get out of regular Pliny the Elder. So it's really a lovely beer. Somehow we managed to make Pliny the Elder even better.
It's delicious. So folks can go to either Russian River Brewing Company in Windsor and or out on the street on 4th Street in front of the brew pub there. And again, you can get takeout at the Windsor location and enjoy it in the what are you calling it? It's not the beer garden.
The courtyard.
It's the courtyard.
The courtyard. Yeah, it's right out front, right by the parking lot.
Oh, I have another question for you too. So Marcus Baskerville, who we had on the show from Weathered Souls Brewing in San Antonio a few weeks ago, who came up with this idea for the Black is Beautiful, which is now in 783 breweries across the world now, I believe.
No, it's 1,001.
Is it 1,001 now?
Website.
Oh my God. It was 400 when we started. Wow. So every brewery gets to pick their local cause. And who did you guys pick for the beneficiary of the Black is Beautiful from Russian River Brewery?
Yeah, so we went with Legal Aid of Sonoma County and the California Innocence Project. So we're going with two because I thought they were both really worthy causes.
What's the California Innocence Project?
It's kind of part of the larger Innocence Project where they help people who have been wrongly convicted of crimes, either due to false testimonies or wrongful identifications or whatever, but people doing time, but they don't have the resources to defend themselves. And so these people will go in and find these cases and actually help free them. And it's really amazing. You should check out their website. Some of the people that they've freed and the other cases that they're working on are really just like kind of heart-wrenching to read about this. And it is predominantly people of color who have been, you know, wrongly convicted. And so we thought that this was a really important cause to help out.
How long is the Black is Beautiful and Pliny for President available at the brewery, and then you can ship those as well, right?
We actually ran out of online on Friday.
Nice.
So those are already sold out. That allocation sold out because we wanted to have enough for our local community. So we'll have them at both breweries. I know we have it today. Black is Beautiful will run out sooner than Pliny for President just because we have less of it. But I was just downstairs getting some, and we do still have plenty available, I believe, at both breweries. So people can come by and support a great cause and also vote for Pliny for President.
Okay, beautiful. Natalie, give our love to Vinny, and best of luck. Keep it going. So glad you guys have adjusted and made changes that you needed to make to still get your products to all these people in our area.
Thank you. Well, you know, this is definitely a test in resilience and flexibility in this whole situation. So
we'll get through it. Natalie Chalurzo, Russian River Brewing Company. Thank you so much. Stay well, and we'll talk soon, dear.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks for having me. Bye, you guys.
Okay. We were going to talk to Gabe from the Beverage People, but he's babysitting his kid.
I did want to talk about a big news story, though, that came out. Mr. Peterman actually asked me about when I walked in to give him the Pliny for President beer.
That's John O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley.
I know. I have
to
stop. I just keep calling him Mr. Peterman. But
and his voice. Yeah. It's like when they hear Steve Jackson's voice, they it's so distinctive. So he asked me if I knew about a beer that people were calling racist that had a hood on it. It turns out it's really an anti-racist beer. And when he pulled up the story, I know this beer. It's actually called Yellow Belly, and it has a hood over it with eyes on it, and it's been around for a long time. So it actually is made by a Ethiopian black brewer in Sweden. I've actually been to the brewery, Omnipolo, and they've actually been to Sonoma County as well. I think he's actually even been on the show for the Rate Beer Festival. And it actually was made to combat racism, if anybody's worried about that. So when you see the Yellow Belly, which if you see it, grab it. That is a collector's item beer. But it is for anti-racism. And so I told him about that.
This is brought to you by the Beverage People in Santa Rosa. They are so amazing. When it comes to making beer, wine, cider, and all the other things at home, that's the best place to go, the Beverage People. They've been there since 1980 on Piner Road. And what is the update with them?
They actually are doing curbside pickup. You can call and tell them what you want. You can order online, and they can mail it as well because there's not a lot of homebrew shops. But they're not just homebrew. So, I learned how to make cheese there. I learned how to make ricotta. Yeah. So they sell all the molds and everything and the citric acid and things
like
that.
How to make olives.
And make olives. I'm going to make olives with my friend Robin Cundy's tree. She's like, have at it. And I'm like, okay, I'll bring you back some. So Gabe said that they would teach me how to make cure olives. And also, what the cool thing is you can order equipment and things online, Amazon or wherever, and yeast and stuff. However, they are humans that can give you expert advice. And, you know, they're hobbyists. This is what they do. Byron Birch, who wrote, you know, was one of the people who wrote the best book on making homebrew, he started this you want to try some?
Yeah,
cool. Somebody's coming in. They see the beer. Which one did you want to try?
Dan Berger's in.
Ah, a little Pliny. Yeah.
Is this the dry hopped?
This is the dry hopped. This is regular. It's the base is the Pliny for Elder. Pliny for Elder. Pliny the Elder beer.
She was right. It's that good.
Yes.
It really is good. Try and the Black is
You
beautiful.
Should try this, too.
That's
Imperial
really
Stout. It's delicious. It's creamy.
Okay, so the Beverage People, if you go to beveragepeople.com, you can order supplies and do a takeout, or they can deliver.
Yeah, and then you can call them. Gabe wanted me to let people know that they are always available for you to call them and ask them questions. You can email them. So the thing, difference between, an online and them is you can bring them a sample. They can test it. They can look at it. They can say, you can say, why is my, my stout green? And they'll know why. But it's not just beer. So it's so many other things.
Yeah.
And we're going into apple season, so of course cider season and wine season. And everybody has more time at home now. So there you go. There's
These are the best people in the area doing what they do. Go to thebeveragepeople.com, and they're on Piner Road. Okay, very cool. Drive Brew Haha and Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by thebeveragepeople.com.